There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Hope you had a fabulous Memorial Day weekend with thoughts in mind of the fallen heroes. Memorial Day is odd in the sense that it is somber, and I think people are good about remembering it. You know, the long weekend that's trailed off still for many. But it also ushers in the end of school for kids and for many of them, and also the beginning of summer. Blockbuster movies, the dog days of summer, and Major League Baseball. And the Supreme Court dumping a couple of really big decisions out before they take off for a summer break. And there's some big ones coming down the pike. We'll talk about them in the upcoming weeks. The Patriot Act still hangs in the balance because it's going to go dark if something isn't done. And it's kind of a mixed bag, I would say, as to whether or not the Patriot Act should be allowed to continue in the first place. Rand Paul did his little filibuster, if you remember that. And there are more people on the Democratic side that would agree with Rand Paul than on the Republican side. But there still are Republicans who would agree with him as well. And that date is coming close in the beginning of June. So, you know, it's a question of a couple of things of, geez, what directions does this take? Because, you know, the whole idea with the Patriot Act originally, supposedly, was that there was a way that you could surveil, stop, and basically annihilate as much as possible the threat of being attacked again like we were on 9/11. So Congress wrestling over renewing the bulk collection, and that's a part of it, of the of my phone records, your phone records, federal law enforcement is warning that legal authority is at risk in a couple of different areas over this debate. So look out and be careful what you want, because what will happen in the end might not be what you were intending to happen. So the Patriot Act, we know, gives the FBI massive flexibility to intercept the calls of terror suspects who switch phones during the course of an investigation and to conduct surveillance on lone wolf people who pose threats but aren't affiliated with Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or any other, the Taliban, any other international terrorist organization. So there's massive defense for defending the need for the powers over the last decade, but now with these expiration dates showing up, there doesn't seem to be any kind of compromise in Congress that would keep them from lapsing, along with a whole bunch of parts of the Patriot Act. On June 1st is when that would happen. The FBI Director James Comey said that the bulk phone collection is a useful tool to the FBI's counterterrorism efforts, but recently has said he is more concerned about being able to maintain the lone wolf and roving wiretap capabilities, as well as a separate Patriot Act provision that allows the FBI pretty much to get secret court orders to collect documents like hotel and travel records during terrorism investigations. What do you say, America? Let it go down the tubes, or no, step up and protect some of these provisions? And we know that Ed Snowden was the one who alerted us to just how much of an overreach it was. And the NSA was really caught in a bad way because of Snowden dumping out all that information that led the trail back to your neighborhood and my neighborhood, and the question of, wow, our liberties, how much do we allow? Where's that line? Have we not crossed that line? So this is a big one, needless to say. Hillary Clinton was on the campaign trail in South Carolina. She had some interesting things to say, not so much about bulk collecting, but about gray collecting in her hair. Take a listen.
Just pull up the images in your head. All our presidents come into office looking so vigorous. Think about what they look like on Inauguration Day. And then we watch them. They grow grayer and grayer. And by the time they leave, they're as white as the building they live in. Now, let me tell you, I'm aware I may not be the youngest candidate in this race, but I have one big advantage. I've been coloring my hair for years.
All right, that was kind of funny. You got to give her credit for that, guys, right? Kind of funny. Talking about the whole gray hair thing. Hillary Clinton in the polls, she took a little bit of a bump in a downward direction after you had the whole email thing and the server thing, a little tiny, tiny bit. And the other part was the Clinton Foundation and the foreign monies they took. But in the recent polls, she's really certainly bounced back. And when there's the hypotheticals about who would run against her, so far, she knocks them all off. This is so early in the game that we don't have any clue yet who the Republican nominee is going to be. We know the presumptive nominee is definitely Hillary Clinton. Who the running mate is anybody's guess. There are some contenders or names that keep getting mentioned. But we're still over a year away from both of these conventions. As I say it, though, time goes like that, doesn't it? And we're going to, before you know it, have these first debates that will happen with the Republicans. And, of course, the Democrats would have to scrounge around because they have how many people running? I don't know. Bernie Sanders debating Hillary Clinton, it's not going to draw the ratings, right? There's just not enough to go around, and there's the fringe. I'm going to throw my name in. I might throw my name in. I mean, there'll be a handful of, you know, ultimately, there'll be a handful of Democrats that will jump in knowing they have absolutely zero chance of beating Hillary Clinton for that spot. I mean, can you imagine if that did happen? Adding insult to the injury, because she thought she had, and she would have had, the nomination if it wasn't for Barack Obama. So now you go through two terms, and if for some reason somebody were to come along and knock her off the pedestal, that would be the story. That would be the story. Time Magazine story of the year, seriously, if that happened. It's such a done deal, it's ridiculous, right? It's just a done deal. Coming up next on America Tonight, we head to the mailbag. So many of you with thoughts emailing me at americatonight.net. So hang around for that for sure. Plus, we've got Fruits and Nuts Shredded or Bingo. Nathan Reeder joins us, and we go through some of the more ridiculous or maybe not ridiculous things that have happened in the last couple of days. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Once again, I cannot believe that the mail is overflowing. I don't know why I say that, because now it's been years and years here on America Tonight, and this crowd really catches on. I think that you go to GCNLive.com, which all of you listening should do. We've got a great website that's got all kinds of information, but you can download the shows on demand, so when you're not around, you can listen to them. In other words, your schedule changes. I get that all the time from people, so one time you're on the night shift, one time you're earlier. It's all cool. If you suddenly get switched, you can still listen to the show, and I think that's why we get such thoughtful email. So on that note, let's head to the America Tonight mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This first one from Paul, who says, "Hi, Kate. I have to tell you, I cannot believe, and pardon me, all you political heads, for saying this, but I got to seg off to the puck and the stick, as you call it. I can't believe we're going to see a Game 7 between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Rangers. I think you predicted that. Either way, girl, it's going to be fun to see what the Floridians do against the New Yorkers. My vote is for Tampa. What do you think?" I think Tampa, but I know you New Yorkers are going to kill me. Either way, Game 7 in any sport, just so all of you know listening out there, if you're not a sports fan, that is edge of your seat stuff. That's what you want. That's the drama. It's the best. It's the best in sports. All right, so thanks for that. It's okay. You can always seg into sports or other things. We talk about everything here, right? The buzz in the backyard. If there's something exciting happening and it's dramatic, I mean, this is the whole thing. We live in the United States, so guess what? We can kick back and we can look at sports and listen to sports and all that stuff, too. All right, this one from Doug. Doug listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, you rock. We love you here in Florida. Somebody started a rumor that you were coming down here to do a show. I can't wait. Please let the listeners know when that's going to happen. What do you think happens with the Patriot Act? Oh, boy, that's a hot potato, isn't it? So at this point, the Patriot Act goes dark, right, in the beginning of June, which is a week from now, not even. And if that happens, then my fear is, what does that mean for any of the checks and balances that do work? I mean, absolutely, there was an overreach behind the Patriot Act, but at the same time, sometimes the Patriot Act worked, and that's the problem. The problem was the pendulum was way too far on the other side. You know, got to figure it out, folks. That's the bottom line. Here's one from Dennis. Kate, Hillary Clinton as president? You got to be kidding me. I've heard you talk about the polls, and you've given us the numbers and the polls from the right, the left, and everywhere else, too. Well, how are they putting her on top? How are people saying they want another Clinton? I get it. I mean, look, I don't want a Clinton. I don't want a Bush. I don't want any of the same old people. Why do we have to have these dynasties? For goodness sake, didn't we get away from royalty? Well, you know, the bottom line with her is that on the Democratic side, she's not going to have any challengers that are going to take her down. So she's running. She's going to be she is running, and she's going to be the nominee. She's just going to be the nominee. Then it depends on who the Republicans run. Who's her running mate? Who do the Republicans run? Who votes for Hillary Clinton? Do people vote against Hillary Clinton, even if they don't like who the Republican is? If they are a Democrat, let's say, or they're an independent? The independents are going to be the curious thing. And the independents can sometimes slant the way of the Democrats. So whoever the Republicans are, they've got to find their road. And I think it has to be an authentic road. Don't we see through people who aren't authentic and the politicians? I think that's part of the problem. Part of the problem is you can feel when it's not authentic. And I think we really hunger for authentic people who do want to make a difference. And, boy, it's going to be wild to see what happens in Cleveland and what happens in Philadelphia, both of those conventions for the Republicans and for the Democrats and for the Republicans. So there you go. How about this one from Jake in Austin? Kate, I don't know about you, but it's ridiculous the amount of rain we've had after having a drought for so long and having to have water restricted. In one sense, it is a relief, but in another sense, it's too much of a good thing. You would not believe the struggles that we are having in South Texas. Sadly, people who are missing, roads washed away, terrible things happening in San Antonio. And I hope that this stretch of rain stops. We've got enough. Couldn't we just ship it to our pals in California? Boy, don't they wish they could get some of the rain that the people in Texas are having. And it is terrible, the flooding, the unexpected, I think, rush of, you know, of water that's happening in, like, Wimberley, Texas, where there were houses that were floating. People that were unsuspecting, didn't realize, got into deep water. And there was one girl, she had just come back from a prom and was in a car. And that was just an awful, awful story to hear. But this is the thing with the kind of rain. There's been so much rain that the lakes that were dry, that the dams, et cetera, have in some cases overflowed. And that's part of the deal that's taking people by surprise, and some of the roadways that are being washed out. I know I drove down the bush in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and boy, there were parts of it that were flooded. And you didn't really expect it because the rest of it was okay. And then you hit this one area, and you could see that cars had hydroplaned, and I probably saw three accidents where I think people were caught unaware. They knew it was raining, but not that they were going to hydroplane, and all of a sudden there was this water in their face, and that's what happened. All right, we move to this one from Kevin, who says, Kate, finally, the emails. Did you read that story on the emails and how many they're going to release? Well, you mean the Hillary Clinton emails? I assume that's what you're referring to. 55,000 by January of 2016. They say they have to start rolling the post as of June 30th, and they have to continue every 30 days, because how are they ever going to get all those emails out? In one way, it's just crazy, because I wonder what the emails are going to say, and is that going to start becoming kind of fodder? Like, if there's silly, ridiculous emails, will they start coming out, hey, I'll meet you at Macy's, grab a cup of coffee here, or, I don't know, some silly things that she might be saying between family members or whatever, and I mean, now that's all going to be released. Thus, the danger of having two separate devices and of using, you know, of not just using the State Department address and having the danger of not having the two separate accounts and instead just keeping it and not, you know, keeping your own separate one and not having the State Department one, not using that, which is, I mean, just absolutely so ludicrous. I don't get it. Why wouldn't you do that? Well, and actually, when you're high up, when you're in the cabinet, or you're the president or vice president or whatever, you would think that that would be, it would be like, okay, here's my family phone and texting and close friends, and here is the work. I pay for this one, and this is off limits. It's personal. I don't ever use it for work. And here's the work deal, and I use it for work. And we know that the emails are government business and that they can be logged and they will be logged, and that's it, and then I don't have to confuse the two. I've seen other people do it. Right? So it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure that out. You know, come on. Give me a break. All right, let's move over to this one from Mary listening to us somewhere in Texas, I think. Hi, Kate. I finally got a chance to start listening to you maybe 3 or 4 months ago. I'm really enjoying what you're offering. I love the way you slink from one topic to the next. It is so ridiculous. It's just a bunch of voices to me, is what we're hearing coming out of Washington. It does affect us, though, the tsunami that you talk about. So it is important, but it just feels as though we have no representation. I know that sounds bleak, and it sounds as though I am jumping on the bandwagon of just beating up Congress, but it just is so easy to do, isn't it? Well, it's just what I said. I should say underrepresentation in some districts, and the fact that, yeah, some of the decisions that are being made are bad ones that we have to live with. That's why it's so important, because your local level, your state level, your representatives, you can have an effect there. And if you see things you don't like, then you need to get the word out, and you need to vote for the better person. Vote for the best person. That sounds so obvious, but I think people get so buried in their lives that it's like, I'm not gonna take 5 minutes every night just to read a little bit about this person. I could do it leading up to the election, but I'm not gonna do it. If you just took 5 minutes and looked at the issues locally, whatever, what's happening with your state, you'd be informed just like that, and then you could make a much better decision. And then plus you vote, and then your vote matters. I can't tell you how important it is to do that, because you could sway an election. Certainly we've seen that, right? A couple of years ago, the Republicans with the midterm elections, we saw the Democrats fight back after that. And so what happened? Who was paying attention? Who was looking at the issues? All right, thanks to everybody who sent in emails. Remember, you can too, americatonight.net.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Your business. We're going to chat with Gail Fisher. Started a little company with her husband that exploded in a lot of different directions, and it has to do with being the tenant and renting business space, and then ultimately some of the software that went along with that too. And they've represented some pretty interesting people, and she has some I think some fascinating things to say. If you want to chime in on any of the things that we've been jawing about, it, particularly something that's going to come up next here in Fruits and Nuts, definitely light up the phone lines, 855-266-5283. So on that note, Nathan Reeder's getting ready. It's time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo. Nathan, are you ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
All right. Long time U2 tour manager Dennis Sheehan died on Wednesday. The band announced it on its website. He had been with them for over 30 years, really from the beginning. They released a statement saying that it's just profoundly sad. They're confirming his death. and that he was a dear friend to all of them, and they lost a family member, and he wasn't just a legend in the music business, they're saying. That's what Bono's saying. He was a legend in the band. He is irreplaceable. He, like I said, he had been with them from the beginning. He was in his late 60s and had seen it all with them. He was just found on Wednesday morning in the hotel room, dead. Sometimes people die in their sleep, and he joined U2 in right in the beginning, like 83, when they were starting to make it a little bit, and they had just released the War album, if you remember that. He had worked with Patti Smith and Led Zeppelin and a whole bunch of other people, too, as well. They're in L.A. for a tour. They're doing a five-night stand there. So, Fruits and Nuts, Shredded or Bingo.
Well, people die, so shred it, but Bingo, because he was a... He was the dude that they said he was.
Yeah, and he was doing what he loved, right?
That.
You would assume because 30 years with them. Listen, lots of people would have loved to have that job. They liked him and were sad. You could tell it was authentic, and that's why. I mean, you know, they trusted him, and that's a long time. And you know, bands, you're in the music business, and you know how that rolls.
Yep. You got to put both feet in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So he had to have been one of those guys. All right. This is this story is, of course, a huge story. The U.S. military mistakenly shipped 5 anthrax samples to labs to 9 different states and a U.S. airbase in South Korea. Whoops.
What?
Accidentally. They accidentally shipped anthrax to labs, live anthrax to labs in 9 states and a U.S. airbase in South Korea.
Whoops.
Yeah, fruits and nuts. Come on.
Yep.
Crazy. Crazy. And, of course, the CDC now is involved and they're investigating. They're saying, oh, don't worry, don't worry. Yeah,
well,
I said earlier.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, anthrax. When you think anthrax, you think death immediately. Exposure. Are you kidding me? It's nutty. They've already put 4 people. They say there's no suspected infection or risk to the public, but 4 civilians already have been put on medications to try to, like, sort of antibiotics, just in case. There's 22 people at the base in South Korea. They were given something to take as a precaution, you know, not a good thing.
No.
I mean, when it becomes airborne, it can causes inhalation anthrax. And that happened in 2001 when it was sent through the mail to the government and to media targets. It killed 5 people.
Yep.
Yeah, not good. Doo-doo-doo-doo. No. Dummies.
Yep. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Yeah, if it's anything, I mean, you know, come on, give me a break there. That's absurd. And then trying to tell us not to worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about it, because it's, we remember what happened back in 2001, but it's a different game now. All right, let's move on to something else. How about this? Just something that I came across, and I remember I lived in California, made me think of that. A sea lion was impaled with a spear, was rescued in Southern California. So it was this giant sea lion was impaled by a homemade spear and is recovering at SeaWorld after being rescued in the Southern California coast. It was gasping for air, and somebody came across it, quick thinking, immediately called there. And I think that's awesome that they're rehabbing the sea lion. There's a lot of sea lions in California. I'm going to say, I think that's a bingo. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm for bingo, you know, save as many of the puppies as you can.
So, yeah, exactly.
Sea puppies,
save them.
You know.
Yeah, save the sea puppies. I would have to agree with you. All right, so how about this story? This is a sports story, but I think it's significant because they haven't won They haven't been in the finals since 1975, and that's a long time. But the Golden State Warriors finished off the Houston Rockets, Nathan. You know, and I know you're not a sports guy, but the significance is the 70s. They haven't done it since the 70s. So they have this superstar player named Steph Curry, who's just absolutely amazing and a really down-to-earth good guy. And I kind of think that they're the good guys, if you will. And so how about that? They haven't gotten there since the mid-70s, and they have a first-year coach who played on some superstar teams, but he's a first-year coach with their team in Steve Kerr, and there they are going to the finals. Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
Fruits and nuts and bingo. First-year coach? That's pretty awesome. Be able to do that. I mean, I guess really you get that fresh blood in there. Sometimes it really does help just have a completely new perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see that a lot in, well, you see that a lot in life, but you see that a lot certainly with sports teams too. All right, since I jumped onto sports for a second, I got to give you another sports thing. The cops in California arrested former Chicago Bear defensive end Ray McDonald on Wednesday for violating a restraining order. It was the second arrest in less than 72 hours. On Monday, he was charged with domestic violence and child endangerment as a result of an early morning altercation with his former fiance and mother of his child. What you need to know about this guy, Ray McDonald, is last August, there was allegations of sexual misconduct with him. So here we go again. Everybody was running to his defense last year, and they were just allegations. And now you have these two things that happened. So this is what the Bears did, Nathan. They decided, you know what, he's not going to be a Bear anymore, and they just threw him off the team.
That's probably really safe of them.
Right. So I'm going to say bingo, because instead of waiting around, let's see, blah, 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 what's going to happen, they just took a stand for once and said, you know what? You're not going to be on the team anymore. We don't need you. Even though you're a good player, that's okay. We're just gonna let you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, it certainly isn't a shred it, and it's not that crazy for, you know, what would happen at some other jobs. So.
Yep.
I bingo.
Like bingo! All right, how about this? This is a sad story, but you know, we've hit some serious stories here. So they have a racist trolling cast that says has really put kind of a pall over the U.S. spelling bee, which is always a happy thing. But they're a bunch of racist idiots who are on social media, and they're saying some really ugly things, apparently. And they say it's hurting the spelling bee because, of course, kids are into social media and they're seeing some of what's being said. So they're saying that this is really hurting them. You know, they feel that they're reading too many of the comments, and the comments are just incredibly nasty.
I'm sure they are. I mean, it's the internet. You ever read any comments on YouTube at all?
Yeah, you just don't read them. That's what you do. You yeah. don't read the comments if you don't want to know.
Or you have a special trolling day.
Yeah, it's, you know, the reactions from, like they say, because they had the finals live on cable, they said it was just brutal, some of the things that people wrote. And the kids in the spelling bee, I mean, I guess what happened to the way they identified some of the kids, and I think that's just too darn bad, I have to say. I have to say shred it. I mean, there's no place for that nonsense in the spelling bee. Give me a break. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm saying shred it because I'm not surprised that, you know, people with a keyboard and small minds those things together.
Yeah. And for 7 years in a row, and for 11 of the past 15 years, and this started it, the National Spelling Bee Champ has been won by an American youngster of Indian heritage. So there you go.
Yep.
All right, Nathan, thanks so much. Hang with us. Gail Fisher coming up next.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Let me tell you, her company has really changed the way so many businesses have operated as far as trying to find space. You know, we live in the world of the entrepreneur, and we certainly see that companies grow by leaps and bounds, and therefore they outgrow their spaces. So what about those spaces? But it's oh so much more than that. I'm so excited to have her on this version of It's Your Business, because I love when we hear about businesses that start from a little seedling and grow up into a big, bad forest. Gail, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Kate, for having me.
All right, so let's go back to the beginnings of the business. And what you do is, it is about business space somewhat, and you're the executive vice chairman of Fisher & Company, I should say, and you represent tenants, basically. You represent tenants looking for spaces. So explain that to the people that are listening in Texas and all over the country.
Well, we represent tenants all over the country, all over the globe, actually, for office space, warehouse space, distribution space, and we only represent tenants, so we have no conflicts of interest. Our primary competitors out there are pretty well-known firms, and they represent landlords and tenants, and we have a different business model and choose to put all of our interest on one side of the table, and we've been doing that since 1985.
Yeah, and so from 1985 to today, obviously you've seen some big changes. What happened in 85 that led to your company really starting to see massive growth along the way?
Well, Cliff Fisher, I had been in real estate for about 2 years. Cliff Fisher was a tenant representation broker that I met when I was representing a building in Las Colinas. He happened to have a deal for me, and I hand-carried a proposal over to him, met the guy, and he turned out to be my future husband. But along the way, he started Fisher & Company as an exclusive tenant representation firm because the firm he was at had told him, hey, you need to quit pushing so hard for the tenant's best interest. We've got bigger clients on the other side, the landlord, and they're not happy with this. They're not happy that you're trying to, you know, to push for the best deal with the most flexible terms for tenants around Dallas. So
wow,
he knew at that point, he knew at that point that it was time to go off and start his own shop. And at the time, America's hero, Roger Staubach, was making a big name for himself as an exclusive tenant representative and was touting the merits of such a business model. And he's a great, friendly competitor, and was fun to compete with. And he kind of got the ball rolling on that side of the business. So I can't claim to be – we can't claim to be the first exclusive tenant representatives out there. But we're one of the few remaining.
So as the business grows, you also find that people want software, that they're hungry for software when it comes to real estate management, and you develop a system there. Am I right?
That's correct. We've been doing that for quite a while. We've kind of led the industry in a very boring aspect of it. It's corporate real estate technology, and we've been doing it since the beginning. Cliff happened to be an unusual commercial real estate broker, and then he carried around a compact PC, and I guess he's kind of a gadget guy. And this was something that he used to help, you know, represent his clients and make his life easier. And we started out developing flat file databases for clients and would abstract lease information, put it on the computer, develop a strategic plan from that information, determine where we could save them money, go out and execute on that plan, and save them loads of money. And so our business model from over the last 30 years has really not changed that much. It's just gotten a little bit more complicated. In fact, it's gotten a lot more complicated with all the changes in technology today.
Yeah. What have you found as far as space when you're talking about real estate and spaces from the 80s, you know, the mid-80s on? What's really changed about companies and I think maybe more flexibility in spaces, but I could be wrong. That's your expertise. Where are we now?
You're right. There's ebbs and flows to everything. Right now, the pendulum has swung to where a lot more open space, a lot more hoteling, where there's a lot of shared spaces, a lot more collaborative type spaces or spaces that are built to produce more collaboration and productivity and synergy. That's a big deal right now. I'm curious to see at what point people are going to say, whoa, enough is enough. We're now seeing the downside of some of this because it's kind of hard to work from home at times. It's kind of hard to get synergy when you've got kids running around. and you do. There's nothing like face-to-face time with people. Right. So there's a balance, but right now, definitely, space has gotten, you know, a lot more interesting. It's a lot more open, and it's getting a lot more expensive around the country as well with the interest rates the way they are.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you have a favorite? I mean, I know this is kind of like every client is like your baby, I'm sure, in a sense, but do you have a favorite moment? Or, you know, usually in business, somebody has a favorite moment when they just, it was the right client, the right time, they've been with you forever, or something sensational happened as far as a building, or, you know, a rental space was concerned, or getting a building or any of that. Do you have a favorite real estate story?
Well, I would have to say that I never in a million years imagined that we would be doing some of the things that we're doing for the clients that we're doing it for. Back in 1990, we started developing corporate real estate applications, software applications for a little company named IBM. And who would have thunk it back in 1990? Back in 1989, we started doing work for a little company, up-and-coming company called FedEx. To this day, those companies are still our clients. We've grown. We have a tendency that when we get a client, they stick with us. We have a very unique business model, and we shower them with love.
There you go. And that's a key thing. Would you pass that on to other people? Would you say, people listening, in your business, that is a key thing that you need to do, right? Shower people with love.
You really do. I mean, you've got to take care of people. You got to, you know, and you got to stay on top of things. Today, the world is moving at a faster and faster clip. Technology, innovations, and everything is. I mean, I feel like we're in the largest social experiment in the history of the world right now. And who knows what, you know? You've got to. You look at the Fox Business News or CNN or whatever the any business show. There's companies that are worth $1 billion today and nothing tomorrow. I'm exaggerating a little there, but you see it all the time. Technology changes things very fast. You can now connect with people all over the place, you know, at a moment's notice. It's fascinating. So what we try to do is stay on top of all of these innovations and be the first to transform those technological innovations and industry dynamics that change. We try to be the first to transform those into benefits for our clients.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of work, but that's also the fun part. So we have some really exciting things going on with our technology. Technology has become a lot lighter. It's not as heavy. I mean, it doesn't take as long to develop technology these days. My daughter convinced me to watch a new sitcom out called Silicon Valley. I'm just amazed at how true to life all of that is. But it is. It's a very exciting time. Could not be happier with where we are and what the future holds for us. And we love the challenge.
All right. So a lot of fun having Gail Corder-Fisher on for this version of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Gail, thanks for hanging with us.
Thank you, Kate, very much. And hello to all the you, our listeners out there. I'm impressed. I'm the act. Keep going.
That's right. Thank you. I love it. Thank you, Gail.
Bye-bye.
Bye, hon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Like a wind on rolling, like drums in the night, like sweet soul music.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year. year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender.